it all starts in the divisional round, where the Tigers and Mariners will take on each other in the American League. Blue Jays take on the winner of the Yankees and Red Sox. And in the National League, you got the Cubs going to Milwaukee in that rivalry. And then the Dodgers and the Phillies. And that's another good rivalry, too. So, a lot of good matchups in this divisional round. And the times will be determined depending on the winner of this last game. Marshfield with the ball deep in the Rapids end, and there will be an offsides flag. So Rapids will get a free kick coming up. That kick will be taken by Pasek. We're just under 2 minutes into the second half. Then NFL Thursday Night Football. Battle 3-1 teams. 49ers taking it to the Rams, 14-0. Not exactly sure I saw that score coming. I thought the Rams were maybe a little bit better. Not much, though. Who knows? That West will be fun to watch transpire as the NFC North, but it's all fun to watch. As Marshfield gets a throw in the Rapids end, the ball goes out of bounds. Last play by the Red Raiders. College football coming up. Murderers Row, part of the schedule that'll make or break the Badgers this year, unfortunately. They go to the Big House this week and take on the Wolverines. Saw a comparison earlier today that what would win in a theoretical fight between a Badger and a Wolverine, and it was interesting. The first inaccuracy, however, was they had a picture of a European Badger that I don't know what their temperament's like, but I don't think it's quite like the North American Badger. I've run into a couple of them over the years, and I can't say they're very welcoming and friendly. As Marshfield tries to get the ball back down deep, and they do, but out of bounds. Last touch by Rapids. Throw-in here coming for the Tigers. This time, last touch by the Tigers, and throw-in coming for the Red Raiders. But it's just going to be a tough go of it. They got, let's see, Badgers, they got the Big House, then they got, I think they've got Iowa coming up, and then Ohio State, Washington. I think they've even got Oregon coming up, and boy, oh boy, is Rapids trying to get the ball through. Kaysen Smith, he just couldn't quite get there as Marshfield turns the ball away. No Packers, no Bears this weekend. Just Detroit and Minnesota. Minnesota, they're overseas. They're playing Cleveland. It's a weird schedule. They got two games in a row overseas. Rumor has it, if they don't win this one against Cleveland, back-to-back losses overseas, they might not be allowed to come back. And his ball pops loose, and that's picked up there by Shane. Goal kick out, back up to midfield. All jokes aside, though, that's always fun to watch these early games. More football, the better. What else are you going to do on a warm, warm weekend like we're supposed to have? Ball pops loose. Shot coming in. Centering attempt for the Tigers. Ball's loose. Trying to get an angle on it. They're the Tigers. And that's Cash Fry. And that is popping up. Headed out of there by the Red Raiders. No slow developing play as Marshfield still keeping the ball in the Rapids end. Aggressive defense by the Tigers. Really starting to give Rapids a little bit of fits. I don't think it's a matter of Rapids kind of resting back. I think Marshfield's coming out and challenging them that much, just by what I've been able to observe. As no foul, no little roughness at midfield, no foul, letting them play on. It's far side, Lane Neiman, he's getting around the defense, he's on sides as he's waiting for some numbers to come around as he's trying to weave through the legs of his defender and cannot quite do so. Ball comes out in midfield, both teams battling for it. Jarrett Zeligowski's there. He tries to flip it up ahead. Handball. no whistle against the Tigers. It's Kaysen Smith with the ball up midfield. Pops it up ahead to his teammate, Bouchard. Torque, about 25 yards out, across the way to Zelagowski, and Marshfield kicks it back out. Tomorrow night, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption taking on Pittsville. That's going to be a fun one. Randy Paul and myself on the call. That game's a big one for both sides, as the Royals need to win two out of their last three to become playoff eligible. And one of those last three is a forfeit victory, so they've got to win one of their last two actual games played. And it'll be an easier task based on record against Pittsville than it will Auburndale, but you never know. Whereas Pittsville, they've got to win their last three to have a chance. And their last three is Assumption, Iola, and Pacelli. Three winnable games as well. You never know, as there's a foul against the Red Raiders and a free kick coming up at about 38 yards out. Lifted up, centered, header just right into the belly of Pisek, and he gets to kick it out of there as we have played just over 7 minutes in the second half. Rapids trying to get the ball back down the field. And they're doing it via the throw-in after Marshfield keeps touching it out of bounds. Zelagowski to throw it in. He whips it down there. Played up by Marshfield. Lane Neiman trying to get in there. Heads it over to Karbowski. Karbowski back to Zelagowski. Look to get it back up to Neiman. Nobody home. Marshfield scoops in, and they send it up forward. And last touch by the Tigers, out of bounds. Throw in coming for Rapids, Karbowski. Kaysen Smith was out of position there, wasn't able to get the ball. As he trots up back up to midfield. Marshfield going from my left to the right in the second half. Rapids going from my right to the left. Neiman leaves it up ahead. Smith sprinting for it. More Tigers and Red Raiders, and just kicking it out of bounds was the Tigers. Throw in coming for Rapids. Neiman to throw it in. Throws it to the corner. And a handball being called against Smith. So, Marshfield ball. Free kick for the Tigers, and they boom it back up to midfield as we're 8 minutes, 9 minutes into the second half. Rapids up 1-0 over the Tigers. Ball comes loose back into the Rapids zone. Throw in coming for the Tigers at about 15 yards. Throw in. Goes. Rapids battling for it. Pops up high in the air. And out of play. Marshfield ball again. Look and see where the Tigers are going to go with this. Going near side, it would appear. And they do. Quick convergence by the Red Raiders defense. Marshfield still trying to center the ball. Torque. Leaves the ball up to himself, but Marshfield swoops in. Good foot movement there by the Tigers as they're able to get the ball up ahead. That was Louis Degott. As the ball bounces out of play, and it won't quite be a corner. As it will be a throw-in. Ball goes in the box, and it's kicked out of play by the Tigers. So a goal kick coming up for Rapids as we play 10 minutes. Seth, as we're waiting for that to go, but we take a minute break. We'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
What's that sound? It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all gonna hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
At the end of the station identification, Marshfield had a bouncy ball in the Rapids goal box and a little lob shot that goes just over the crossbar and out of play. Rapids narrowly misses that opportunity from the Tigers. As we play on, 1-0 Rapids over Marshfield. 52 minutes into this one. As the ball comes up loose again. And a shot off the post and out of play. Marshfield. Back-to-back opportunities, almost catching the Rapids offense napping. Over the crossbar. And then off the post. That could have given the Tigers a 2-1 advantage here. And they say sometimes goalie's best friend is a post. And in this case, it was a crossbar and the post. That's Marshfield. And sense a little bit of momentum as they back on the tack. Rapids defense having to get back there and get ready for it. As throw in for the Tigers. No, corner kick, excuse me. Corner coming for the Tigers. 53-05 in this contest. Out of 80 minutes. Rapids up 1-0. Corner, going to be short. Rebounds out of there as Jack Ackerman and I believe that was Lane Neiman trying to get there first. And Rapids sees a corner or a centering pass, pass through, no touch as Rapids clears it back down to midfield. Marshfield really picking up the attack as Tim Karbowski tries to send it back deep. Lane Neiman sends it up to Deegan Armagost. Armagost, center field. Trying to get the ball around the defender. He does, but nobody home. Rapids battling for it, trying to send the ball back deep. Marshfield obliges. As ball comes up to midfield. Both teams battling for it. Isaiah Torque up to Jack Ackerman. Ackerman across to Lane Neiman. Trying to get center field, Jarrett Seligowski over to Ackerman. As the ball comes back up to Armagost. Armagost, sharp angle shot, low, far post, and that's just scooped up harmlessly by Shane. Drop kick moves up to midfield for the Tigers. We'll see if Rapids defense wakes up here, or the offense, I should say, as the defense is been tested quite a bit here in the last 6 minutes of game. Far side, Tim Karbowski up ahead to Jack Ackerman, who's getting pummeled down there against his defender. Tried to send it up to the centering. Nobody there, but he gets his own rebound or from an errant pass. Armagost centering it, bouncing ball, tried to clear it, they can't, scooped up by Shane. That got through the defense, and good for the Tigers. They were able to keep a bead on it and get it out of the play. The ball's drop kicked up to midfield. Are the Tigers trying to mount a scoring opportunity? Rapids clears it with a header up to Isaiah Torque. York turns a corner as ball comes up. He's still giving chase, and it boots out of play. Last touched by Torek, so Marshfield throw in. Known Isaiah since he was an itty-bitty little guy. He used to work for his father, Brad. Good family. Very good family. Always enjoyed working for him. And the ball comes loose midfield. Selgowski, he falls onto the turf. Marshfield quick with the attack as they're trying to draw even. Coming up here in the second half. Speaking of even, there's nobody even with Johnson & Sons Jeep. They've got you covered from service and repair to upgrades. Try a homegrown favorite of more than 40 years. Wisconsin Rapids Dodge Jeep and Chrysler dealership at Johnson & Sons Jeep. As the ball pops out of play, last touch by Rapids. Corner kick coming for the Tigers. That is their third, to my recollection. Far side kick. Can't quite pick out a number in the shadows. And here we go. Ball bounces through. Last touch by Selgowski. He heads it out there. One-timer. Shot. Crossbar. And hits the crossbar. Scooped up by Pisek. And they are calling time to discuss if that scored. That was close, ladies and gentlemen. That was close. As goal! Goal for the Tigers! They say it tucked under the crossbar, and it scored! We are even here. That was close. I'd have to see the instant replay of that. That was a close play. As Coach Hintz wants an explanation. As it was the official at midfield making the stoppage of play to discuss it. And discussed it with the goal judge at that end. And they had a short discussion. They say goal. So, 57:08, I believe, was the time. We got a tie hockey game. 1-1. Or hockey game, excuse me, soccer. Speaking of hockey, River Kings back in action. Just talking about them today with somebody. That's probably what did it there. Those Rapids, their offense, falling back by the wayside a little bit. As ball comes in, throwing for the Red Raiders. Lane Neiman lifts it, headed out of there by the Tigers. No announcement on the goal. As that was a close one. I mean, I wasn't sure if it was or not. Saw the net move, but sometimes that hitting the crossbar will do that. As the ball ends out of play, throw in for the Tigers. As we're nearly halfway home through the second half, facing the last 20 minutes of play, as shot sent in from 40 out, and it is gloved by Shane, and drop kicked all the way to midfield. As ball is picked up by the Red Raiders as they're trying to get some momentum back their way. Marshfield sending the ball down the field. And sent back out by the Red Raiders. A little bit of disjointed play, but boy, Marshfield really picking up that second half, and they drew even. Our lucky Rapids is lucky not to be down 3-1. 57-15. Louis Degott scored the goal at 57-15. So that's how we are where we're at. And as the ball flies out of bounds, throw in coming for the Red Raiders. There they have it. Popped up ahead. As the ball gets sent back out to midfield. Kelvin Rapier sends it up ahead. Deegan Armagost. Zelgowski, one times, just near side of the post. Out of play. Goal kick coming for the Tigers. As we're waiting for that, Seth, how about we take a minute timeout? We'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you.
For that moment, Rapids back on the attack. Foul coming up. Free kick, one-timer. Punched up high into the air in the goal box. Rapids trying to get back to it. Trying to turn and fire, and they were not able to, but now a throw in coming. It's a loose ball in the goal box, and that's scooped up by Shane. That was a very close opportunity for Rapids. That one-timer from Zeligowski was nipped out of the air by Shane, who's really had a busy game, doing his job to keep this manageable. Rapids now back on the attack. That's, I believe, Ackerman to Torque. He gets around the defense as he tries to get him down to another defender. He can't do it as Marshfield gets the ball back out of their end, up to midfield. There's 2 minutes left in the first half, and 49ers up 14-7. Rams mounting a comeback. Good for them. As Marshfield just takes a shot way over the mark, so goal kick coming up here for Hayden Pesek. Yeah, last two regular season football games coming up this Friday and next Friday. This Friday, Pittsville in Assumption. Pittsville needs to win their final three games to be eligible for the playoffs. Rapids, Assumption, they need to win two out of their last three. As a yellow card has been given to the Rapids bench. Probably still arguing about, actually, I believe it was given to Isaiah Torque. Yellow card. The official was talking to Coach Hintz. 62-12 was the time of the goal. Goal kick coming for Pesek, and he gets it up to midfield. Rapids trying to get something going here after seeing their 1-0 lead fall to 1-1. Lane Neiman wasn't able to get there in time as a ball will be thrown in for the Red Raiders. Deegan Armagost sends one in. And that's a loose ball covered up there by Shane as he made the initial diving stop. Falls to the ground, has a pop loose, and is able to get back on it to save any rebound opportunity for the Red Raiders. Very entertaining game. Both teams having opportunities. It's a matter of whether they can make good on them or not. That remains to be seen. As the ball pops out of play along the end line, last touch by Marshfield, so goal kick coming for Pesek. Booming it back down midfield for the Red Raiders is Nathan Bouchard. Sends it up, looking for Ackerman. Armagost there too. Ackerman puts it up ahead. Zelagowski trying to get there and kicked out of the way by the Tigers, but it will be a throw-in coming for Bouchard. Bouchard up to Zelagowski. Bouncing, redirect, shot, turned away by the defense. That was 1 second away from being in the back of the goal. Opportunity there for Ackerman. As there's a foul whistle against Rapids, a push from behind against Verhulst. Excuse me, as Marshfield gets a free kick. Physical play starting up and continuing. Neither team wants to give up an inch as that free kick goes right out of bounds. As Torque come back into the game after his yellow card. Good throw in there for the Red Raiders as Ackerman has it. Getting pushed to the end line. Centering attempt, loose ball. Header just off the mark by Armagost. Boy, that went just off the mark. Missed it by about 2 feet from the near post, and it will be a free kick coming up for Shane. Boot up to midfield. Neiman wasn't able to get there as it scrounges through. Throw in for Rapids. Coach Hintz encouraging his team to get going. As we'll see how things transpire here over the last 15 minutes of play. 15 minutes of play, here we go. Foul against the Red Raiders. Free kick coming for the Tigers. As Junkyard Bar and Grill, great place to go. They have voted on the best fish fry in a March Madness-style bracket during the Lenten season. As the ball's loose, sharp-angled shot, no avail for Marshfield. Goal kick coming for the Red Raiders. Randy Paul, he loves going down there for the spaghetti, and they like serving their fish fry, so always tell Randy, you just got to combine a fish fry with spaghetti. It might be all right. I know for date night last night, Carrie and I had spaghetti. Excellent job by her. Maybe have a couple bites of that for supper when I get home. But either way, home with Central Wisconsin's best fish fry, Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time. Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. A lot of bands down there. A lot of space. Perfect opportunity for your winter holiday parties, Christmas parties, whatever you want to have. Packer party, I'm sure. If every time's a good time, that's probably a place to go. As Marshfield has the ball, midfield, both teams never really getting past the 30s. Played a lot of midfield game here. As ball goes out of bounds. And it will be a throw-in, trying to see who's getting the ball for Marshfield. Throw-in for the Tigers. Again, ball trying to be lifted into the Rapids zone. Sharp angle shot trying to be left ahead for a teammate. Not able to connect. Ball out of play. Goal kick coming for the Raiders. Played up ahead for Ackerman. Armagost, he's battling in there as the Tigers, they pick up the ball and start moving the ball down the field. Ball goes out of play, last touched by the Tigers. Throw in for the Red Raiders as that's Verhulst. Throw in up to Armagost, and Ackerman picks it up. Back to Zelagowski as he centers it way up ahead. And the ball pops up into the stands as we will have a throw-in for the Red Raiders. As Rapids takes a shot in there, and that's going to be scooped up yet again by Shane. He's doing a great job keeping Rapids out of the net tonight. A lot of opportunities, just can't bury them as Red Raiders, and that's got to be frustrating. Good number of ties the last several games. Not exactly what they want to have as the playoffs start coming up. Ball battling on the near side. As I was politely told, stop talking about food. A buddy of mine's listening in to the broadcast and hasn't had supper yet. He says, knock it off. You're making me hungry. This is Marshfield with the ball way up ahead, but goes out of play. Throw in for the Red Raiders. Verhulst gets it up ahead to Bouchard. Bouchard looking to try to center it to Torque. Being harassed by the defense, he does get it up to Torque. Torque turns and goes as he sends it up ahead to Neiman, who can't quite hold on to it. Armagos to Neiman. Back to Armagos. It's bouncing loose in the blow box and cleared by the Tigers. As we have 11 minutes to go in the contest. Torque takes a screaming shot from 35 out, and that goes just wide of the near post, so goal kick coming for Marshfield. As that's happening, Seth, how about we take a minute break, and we'll be back here in a minute on 105.5 FM WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math.
Rapids starting to pick up the pressure with 10 minutes to go. But the ball keeps getting tipped away, and goal kicks coming for Shane. 1-1 soccer game between Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield. Marshfield trying to avenge a little bit of that earlier season loss to the Red Raiders. Rapids won the first meeting 2-0 on September 9th. Ball played up to midfield. That'd be played off the chest by Zelagowski. Now picked up by the Tigers. Update from the Bronx. As it is bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0. Bronx Bombers, Yankees over the Red Sox. That holds. I would be betting money that Toronto Yankees will be one heck of a series. Never count out the Yankees. Now, sometimes you can, but I don't think you can right now. Let's throw in for the Tigers. Marshfield trying to get the ball towards the goal, trying to get around the Rapids defense, and there is a free kick coming for the Tigers. Excuse me. Not a free kick. It's a goal kick coming for Rapids. I thought there was a point indicating with the flag to the Rapids goal, which would have said, hey, free kick. But my apologies. As Rapids with the ball quickly down the other way, kicked out of play. Corner kick for the Red Raiders. First one in quite some time with 7 minutes to go in regulation. Corner kick coming. Rapids getting in position. Lane Neiman gonna do the honors. 3 minutes, or excuse me, 7 minutes to go. Neiman, hand in the air, foot to ball, ball in the air. Shot off the post, covered by Shane. Perfectly placed header right off the post, right in front of Shane, and he covers it. Wow. He's been all over, in the words of goaltender speak all over the world, he's been standing on his head. My goodness, outstanding play. Offsides for the Tigers. And Rapids with a goal kick of their own. 6.5 minutes to go. Boy, that would have been something. That would have given Rapids a lead for sure. As goal kick sent up to midfield. Last touched by the Tigers. And Verhulst throw in. Up ahead to Bouchard. Zeligowski looking to get to Ackerman. As the ball bouncing around, Zeligowski just out-physicals his guy. Going up to Bouchard, he keeps it in, but sent back. Verhulst up to Zeligowski. Zeligowski near side stops, gets around his guy. He's just out-physicaling him. As ball sends up middle. Marshfield's there. Deegan Armagost got a chest on it. As the ball being cleared, back out to midfield. Marshfield here probably just looking for a tie. Rapids really wants to bury another shot. We are sitting about 5.5 minutes to go. Isaiah Torque, midfield, sent it up to Liam Neiman. He's got a guy to beat, and he's trying to get around there. Last touched. Back out. Throw in coming for the Red Raiders. Coach Hintz not happy, saying that there's some obstruction going on there. They let him play on. Karbowski gets a throw in. Takes a shot, looking for someone there, and of course, Shane is there. Scoop it up, and we've got 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes to go in the game as Bouchard gets ball poked away. Zeligowski, he's trying to muscle in there. Verhulst battling there as he's trying to get the ball. He does, turns, gets it up to Zeligowski. Nice footwork. Up to Bouchard. Ackerman centering. Tried to get up ahead to Armagost. Not enough angle on it. Stopped by Torque at the 30. Armagost. Loose ball coming up into the goal box. Bouchard. He gets pushed out of the way. A goal. Ball's loose. Armagost. Ball still loose. Cleared out by the Tigers. But Neiman's there. Shot. Turned. Turned away. Off the chest. And it will be a corner kick. Neiman screaming for a handball. That was close. As there will be a corner. Corner coming up. Neiman sending it in. That's going to be low and shallow. Kicked out of play with 4 minutes to go. Neiman throws it in. Back to Neiman after he hit Armagost. Then there's a whistle for a foul. Free kick coming for the Red Raiders, I believe. Free kick coming from about 12 yards out. As they are stopping the clock, trying to make sure that they are exactly 10 yards away. And they are now. So they're going to give them, there you go, start of the clock. And the kick over the wall. Out of midair, Shane is there. Boy, he is making stop after stop after stop. And now Marshfield on the attack. That's a one-on-all getting behind the defense. Rapids defense coming up. And it is a stoppage. And there is going to be a stoppage of play. And we'll see if there's a PK coming. Rapids players are not happy as Briar Anderson really animated, upset, and there is a PK coming for the Tigers. Boy, oh boy, at 77-26, PK coming up for the Tigers, Mitchell Kurtz. This can make or break the game. As here you go. We're set on the line. Shot. Go wide of the mark. Wide of the mark. No save needed. We still sit 1-1 with 2.5 to go. Rapids going to push the envelope here. As the ball pops up midfield, Isaiah Torque, header, looking to hit Armagost, and he does. Ackerman lifting up ahead to Neiman. Neiman finding an extra gear, trying to get the corner, and he gets taken down in the goal box, and they're calling for a corner kick. Rapids faithful and the team saying, hey, why don't we get a PK? Stoppage of play. As we will see what we had to stop the clock as the head official goes over to talk to the Rapids bench, probably answering the question that I just asked, why doesn't Rapids get a PK on the same situation? That is the question, because they are both getting behind. They're both behind the defense. Defender knocks them down instead of allowing a shot opportunity, which, from my understanding, letter of the law, that is a PK when you play the body and not the ball. But I guess they're saying playing the ball, and now they are talking it over with the official that was closest to it. You can appeal. And he says, nope, corner kick. Here you go, corner kick with 2 minutes to go in regulation. Rapids frustrated, as they should be. Neiman tees it up in the scrum, in the box. Shot over the crossbar, as there will be a goal kick coming up. Actually, another corner kick, because that was last touched by Marshfield. Got about over a minute and a half to go. Centering. Passed. Ball's loose. Ball bounces through. Back to Neiman, who can't quite play it. And that will go out. Throw in for the Red Raiders. Minute and a half to go. Throw in. High. Ball bounces through the goal box. Rapids there first as Bouchard spins. Marshfield clears it. Back out to midfield. Marshfield just trying to eat up some time now as we are a minute and 15 seconds away from another draw here for the Red Raiders. Throw in from Rapids on the far side as we are about a minute to go. Minute 3 seconds. 67 seconds to go. Far side is Neiman as he tries to center it up to Bouchard. Bouchard plays it off his chest, centering. High and far, as that's way off the mark. As throw-in comes in from the ball boy, throws it up to Shane, who's not really rushing to set up the ball, as we have 40 seconds to go in this one. Setting up the ball, Shane kicks. It's just a shy midfield. Torque gets there first, played up to Neiman, and Marshfield clears it. 25 seconds ago, Marshfield has one opportunity here at an attack. Centering it. Gets behind the defense. Center back, and Rapids has the ball. They've got 10 seconds to go, but it looks like we're going to be ending for another draw here between Rapids and Marshfield with 5 seconds to go. 4-3-2-1. And there is your ball game. Wisconsin Rapids 1. Marshfield won, and it's another tie for the Red Raiders and the Tigers. So, Seth, will we just take our break for as long as we need to here, and then we'll be back with post-game show here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
We are the boy band. Your tween made you see. We are the boy. It's painful concert number 3. We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI's Playmakers.
Do you believe in miracles?
Hit us in the numbers by calling up and join the conversation with your sports takes and feelings.
What the hell's going on?
We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local and state sports coverage that you won't hear anywhere else.
The Assumption Royals are going to win the state championship.
All thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Playmakers, we speak sports.
Get up, get out of here, and go on.
Well, it wasn't the ending that was wanted, but it could have been worse. As Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield, they play to a 1-1 draw here tonight. Wisconsin Valley Conference action at Woodtrust Bank Field at Southwood County Stadium. As Rapids strikes first, Marshfield strikes second. And boy, oh boy, was it a goaltending clinic put on by Lucas Shane as he was able to keep Rapids out of the goal on so many opportunities. But he stood strong, stood on his head, and kept Rapids out of the net. Rapids got the scoring started. Isaiah Torque at 18:04 into the goal game when he one-timed it from about 30 yards out. And that's how we sat at the intermission. Second half, Marshfield. It was not the first time, second time, but third time was a charm as they had a ball hit crossbar and out and off the post and out. But then the third one hit just under the crossbar, and that was the one that mattered. They tied up the game at 57-15 on a goal by Louis Degott. Well, Rapids got a little bit animated there as they were able to earn a red card in there, or not a red card, excuse me, a yellow card. And they're very upset. But they did refocus as Marshfield actually had a penalty kick coming up at 77-26, but way wide of the mark to no avail. And that's pretty much how she ended, as Rapids did have opportunities, mainly a header bouncing off the post and then covered up by Lucas Shane in the goal box and several other key saves there to preserve the 1-1 draw for the Tigers. Game's coming up tomorrow night. Randy Paul and myself bringing you Pittsville against Assumption. Football action, Merriwood Conference, CWC large or small, co-op conferences. Then this weekend on our sister station, AM 1320, 97.5 FM, it will be Wisconsin against Michigan from the Big House. That'll be a fun one. Hopefully Wisconsin can get back to business and shock some Wolverines. That'll be all right with me. Sunday, no Packer game. Gotta have to watch Detroit and Minnesota if you get the chance to. So go ahead and do that. It's gonna be beautiful weather. You don't want to be tied down watching football. Go on out and do some other stuff. Then, of course, Friday. Can't forget Friday from 4 to 5. You have Playmakers, James and Seth, doing a wonderful job on that. I might even call in if I get a chance or ask you guys a little bit. Monday, Playmakers yet again. From 4 to 5 on 105.5 FM, WIRI. Tuesday, more soccer, Wass East, Wisconsin Rapids. Hopefully that'll be a win, not a draw. That'll be all right with me. Wednesday, Playmakers. That'll be from 4 to 5, myself and James. Bringing all the sports takes, questions, answers, well, some answers, feelings. And then Thursday, more boys soccer. This time we're going down to Coosa. 6 p.m. start. That'll be Cooley Christian against the Papermakers. And then Friday, a week from tomorrow, these are all tentatives in case something changes. It will be the Wisconsin Dells and the Nakusa Papermakers. Between all that, Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, they are in action this weekend in Isanti while they take on the Outlaws on Friday and Saturday night. They had a great weekend to open things. Hopefully they can keep it up and keep building hockey up and down the river. Again, can't forget all of our sponsors, and got to get one more in there, as that has to be our good friends at Rodeo Grill. Rodeo Grill is that blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you were missing. Authentic food, best of drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere. Add some flavor to your week at the Rodeo Grill. That place was packed when I was making my way here, so it's got to be good, that's for sure. But high school sports proudly brought to you this season by, excuse me, Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission, as well as Randy's good buddies and my friends, too, for that matter, Homestead Golf Course. Jamie's always got the course looking good. Food's always great in the clubhouse. Always a fun time there. Randy, you might even see Randy trying to find golf balls there. He says he loses a few, so if you see Randy out there, be sure to say hi to Jamie and the gang out there. as if WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio, 105.5 FM, or on the Civic Media app. Well, that'll do it from here, Wisconsin Rapids, Woodruff Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium, where Rapids soccer plays to another 1-1 draw. For all our sponsors, and of course, Seth Habiger, back in the studio. Awesome job as always, buddy. Always love working these games with you. We'll catch you next time. For myself, Mike Comer, everybody have a great night, and keep her listening here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised, it happens every time, it's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all that I can. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. It started when you said hello. Just did something to me. And I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You take the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it. All of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And I'm speechless. Staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Yeah, baby. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. Cause when you're looking at me, watching you is all that I can do. Oh, 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 I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Oh, you know it, babe. Oh, oh, oh.
1055 WIRI.
Drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket sinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot, and everything changed. Cause with the woman you love, you talk all night. Bye-bye Vickers and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. Stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turn full, but just one night with her dress on the floor is where the woman you love, you talk all night. Bye-bye Vickers and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough with a woman you love. Her whisper in my ear made a brand new man. Now the same heartbeat's got a brand new plan. With a woman you love, you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough with a woman you love.
From Central Wisconsin and on the Free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
The radio in a sundress, making my world all a mess. Back corner of a cornfield, bottle tops and a truce spill. Pull the lever, lay the seat back laughing, you slipping off your shoes, while the dashboard speakers sing every word of night moves. I wanna be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. I wanna be
standing in the moment. Every life has a soundtrack. Disappear.